Okay, January 1, 2021. It's Friday, 7:09 a.m. And I've done a bunch of stuff already. I got my new iPhone 12 Pro. I figured out how to put the protective tempered glass on the screen. So it's I had this for at least 4 days or so. And I really am getting too old, I guess. I don't know what the deal is. I didn't realize till yesterday that, oh, I don't have phone service. I don't have cellular service on my phone. I was supposed to set it up somehow. So I did a bunch of stuff. Anyway, actually, and then looking through some of the box stuff because I happen to be looking through it, oh, here's the setup notice, you know. Not in real big letters or anything, kind of more of like a, looks like an advertisement, you know, buy more stuff paper. So that's why I guess I kind of ignored it. But it told me if you want to set this up, basically go to this website, and which I never did. So yesterday, once I figured it out that, oh, I don't have any phone service. Because I tried to make a call and said it's not going through, so what the hell? Got online and wasted about 15, 20 minutes there trying to figure out how to get this thing going and realize, yeah, this ain't gonna help me online. I mean, they're not making it simple. They're just trying to push too much information on, and mainly on sales. I think they concentrate mainly too much on sales on the AT&T website. They should realize that a lot of their ready customers, the ones that they want to keep, are coming on there to trying to figure stuff out, and even the support really didn't help. And then it says chat with somebody, so you start chatting, and you realize then it says you're gonna have to quit clarify that question because I'm just a virtual support person. Well, fuck you! I'm not trying to figure that out. That'll waste another half hour to realize that I did, couldn't get can't get anywhere, you know? So I just got the phone, got my old phone, and went down to the AT&T store. They changed the SIM card out, which I didn't know how to do, and put the old one in there, and now it works. So and today I figured, like I said, I figured out how to put the tempered glass protector on the screen. And I'm really not happy with this. I wish I'd gotten the Otter case. They put the clear the spec clear protective case, and they sell you they sell you the tempered glass to go on top of it. And I'm just not happy with it. I'd rather have the Otter case. I was, you know, because I'm gonna drop this, and I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. And plus, I think the Otter case kept the dirt out a lot better. There's too many open things here that especially on the bottom where the speakers are and the little plug input. Because I put this thing in my pocket and it'll get dirty. I hope they engineered for that, you know, the fact that there's going to be dust. Anyway, so what else? My new iPhone Pro 12, 12 Pro, excuse me, will not sync up with my iPad. So, and I don't know why. I don't want to figure it out why. You know, I'm figuring that I have to have the iPad Pro probably for it to sync up. It'll sync up with everything else that I've used, my truck, all my other Bluetooth stuff, but it won't sync up with my iPad for some damn reason. And I'm figuring out, okay, it's got to be because of some kind of computer idea. Okay. Well, I don't really work back and forth between my phone and my iPad. I'm hoping I can still get text messages that go to my phone on my iPad. I'm thinking it will because once I set up my cellular device, the iPad said, "Do you want to still receive text messages from this phone number?" Yes, I do. So that should help. Oh, I forgot. I wanted to check and see if I can use this iPhone Pro with my iPad and use the iPhone Pro as a hotspot for using my iPad when I'm away from home. I hope I can. Anyway, so I've been trying to paint here. I didn't paint. I haven't been painting. I haven't been talking. I've been kind of busy. The wife got sick, so I had to kind of like pick up her chores, and she's got a bunch of animals out there that need to be treated a certain way for her satisfaction. And I tried to do my best, but of course, you know, they at least got fed, they at least got water, they at least got put out where, you know, let out of their pens to wander around their area. I didn't feed the cats. So there's some cats out there. She fed the cats, so I guess she had enough energy to do that. But anyway, so no, it's not COVID. It's just something to do with her dental work. Okay, so, and I, oh, then yesterday, my sister wanted me to help her with her new sewing table, which is designed specifically for quilting. And it's a really nice table. It's got power up and down, you know, and tilt feature where you can tilt one side higher than the other. It's got the inset for the cutting pad with all the little measurement dealy bobbers on there. So she's really happy about that. That took a while to put together yesterday. And then she wanted me to put a couple of IKEA trays, stand, you know, roll around little trays that stackable drawer type thing. I don't know what they call them, but where she can put her stuff in and move stuff around. So she's got her little quilting studio almost all set up to where she likes it. Let's see, what else? So I've been kind of busy doing that. Of course, the regular, my work, yard work, blah, blah, blah. Oh, what else did I do? And so I think I'm going to start painting now. Let's see. Now, the world hasn't ended yet. As we know it, so I guess the Great Reset hasn't taken place, and so let me have at it. 9:44 a.m. Okay, so about 45 minutes ago, I took a little break, and during that time, I finished off my coffee and watched a little TV while I was doing that. Then I had to take the dog out to stretch his legs a little and fed him. And what else did I do? Yeah, pretty much it. So now I'm back, and I'm going to start painting again. I'm looking at this sex doll figure that I'm doing, and I'm thinking that the shoulders are a little on the wide side. She looks like a real Amazon type person, but maybe those shoulders are a little wide. So I don't know what to do about that. So I guess I should narrow them down a bit and maybe make her boobs a little smaller too, I guess, in the process. So let me work on that. 1:23 p.m. Okay, I'm done painting for the day. So till next time.